Isaiah, chapter 9. But there will be no gloom to her that was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time he has made it glorious, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased their joy, they joy before you according to the joy in harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as in the day of Midian. For all the armor of the armed man in the tumult, and the garments rolled in blood, will be for burning, for fuel of fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David, and on his kingdom, to establish it, and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from now on even forever. The zeal of Yahweh of hosts will perform this. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it has fallen on Israel. And all the people will know, even Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, who say in pride and in stoutness of heart. The bricks have fallen, but we will build with cut stone, the sycamores are cut down, but we will put cedars in their place. Therefore Yahweh will set up on high against him the adversaries of Rezin, and will stir up his enemies. The Syrians before, and the Philistines behind, and they will devour Israel with open mouth. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Yet the people have not turned to him who struck them, neither have they sought Yahweh of hosts. Therefore Yahweh will cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and rush, in one day. The elder and the honorable man, he is the head, and the prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail. For those who lead this people cause them to err, and those who are led of them are destroyed. Therefore the Lord will not show mercy over their young men, neither will he have compassion on their fatherless and widows, for everyone is profane and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks folly. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For wickedness burns as the fire, it devours the briars and thorns, yes, it kindles in the thickets of the forest, and they roll upward in a column of smoke. Through the wrath of Yahweh of hosts is the land darkened, and the people are as the fuel of fire, no man spares his brother. And one will snatch on the right hand, and be hungry, and he will eat on the left hand, and they will not be satisfied, they will eat every man the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh, Ephraim, and Ephraim, Manasseh, and they together will be against Judah. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still.